$55.5 billion. That's the number GameStop just put on the table. And here's the thing that should stop you cold. The Bitcoin treasury they're supposedly using as the foundation of that bid, worth roughly $368 million. Do the math. That's less than 0.7% of the deal they're proposing. So either Ryan Cohen has discovered some new law of financial physics where fractions become multiples, or something else entirely is going on here. And the question you need to sit with for the next 15 minutes is this. Is this the moment crypto treasury strategy graduates from balance sheet theater to legitimate M&A firepower? Or is it the moment the whole playbook gets exposed as the most expensive stock promotion in retail investor history? Welcome back to Edge Capital Insights. I'm Sloan. Today we're going deep on GameStop's $55.5 billion bid for eBay and what it actually reveals about Bitcoin as M&A currency. This matters right now because there is no consensus narrative yet. The story is at peak velocity, and the decision you make about how to interpret it in the next few weeks may matter more than anything you read about it afterward. Let's set the scene. Let's go back to the before times. Not ancient history, just early 2021. GameStop is a dying mall retailer, hemorrhaging cash, closing stores, written off by every serious analyst on the street. Short sellers have stacked up against it so aggressively that short interest exceeds 100% of float. Then Wall Street Bets happens. The stock goes from $4 to $480 in roughly 3 weeks, a squeeze of such violence that it takes down a hedge fund, nearly breaks a major brokerage, and triggers congressional hearings. And then, and this is the part the narrative usually skips, the stock comes back down hard. Most rational observers said, story over. Company still sells physical video games in a world that has gone digital. Thesis dead, but Ryan Cohen, who had already taken a significant stake and pushed out the old management, had other plans. He turned GameStop into something it had never been before, a vehicle. Not a retailer with a strategy, a vehicle first for the meme premium, then for the cash it could raise by issuing equity into that premium, and most recently for Bitcoin accumulation. Here's the specific sequence you need to understand. In early 2025, GameStop raised $1.3 billion through a stock offering. Not to build new stores, not to develop proprietary software, to buy Bitcoin. They disclosed a Bitcoin treasury strategy that would make Michael Saylor nod approvingly. By recent measures, that treasury has grown to approximately $368 million. The company has essentially transformed itself, or attempted to, into a MicroStrategy analog, a publicly traded entity whose primary value proposition is exposure to Bitcoin through a vehicle that already carries a speculative premium from its retail investor base. And then this week, the bid for eBay drops. eBay, for context, is not a distressed asset. Its current market capitalization sits somewhere in the range of $28 to $30 billion. The $55.5 billion bid, if real, if formal, implies a premium approaching 100% to where the stock actually trades, which means GameStop isn't just proposing to buy eBay, they're proposing to buy eBay at double the price the market currently assigns it, using a Bitcoin treasury that represents less than 1% of the proposed deal value. That is the landscape. Now let's figure out what's actually happening. The bull case first. And I want to steelman this properly because the dismissive take is too easy and too lazy. The argument for this mattering, for this being a genuine inflection point, runs something like this. MicroStrategy, now rebranded as Strategy, proved that a company can rebuild its entire market identity around a Bitcoin treasury. Strategy's equity now trades at a significant premium to its underlying Bitcoin holdings, sometimes as high as 2 times the net asset value of the coins themselves. That premium exists because institutional and retail investors are paying for the vehicle, for the management team's conviction, for the optionality. The equity becomes something other than a claim on assets. It becomes a claim on a thesis. GameStop, the argument goes, has replicated that dynamic with a meme stock kicker on top. Its retail investor base is not valuing it as a struggling retailer. They're valuing it as Ryan Cohen's Bitcoin vehicle, with the added entertainment value of cultural immortality. If you accept that framing, then GameStop's equity is not a weak currency. It is a highly valued currency in its own market segment. And when companies acquire other companies, they routinely use overvalued equity as acquisition currency. That is not a bug. It is literally a feature. Entire waves of merger activity in financial history have been driven by one party having an inflated stock price and being smart enough to spend it before the market corrects. The bull case extends further. If this bid is taken seriously by even a portion of the institutional community, it normalizes Bitcoin treasury holdings as M&A collateral. It creates a template. It suggests that any company accumulating Bitcoin on its balance sheet is not just hedging inflation or making a macro bet. It is potentially arming itself for corporate action. That is a genuinely new idea. It hasn't been tested at this scale. Now, here's what they're not telling you. The bear case isn't just that the numbers don't add up. It's that the numbers are so dramatically misaligned that the bid cannot function as a serious offer by any conventional standard of corporate finance. $368 million in Bitcoin does not collateralize a $55.5 billion acquisition. Full stop. Not through any creative structuring, not through any leverage ratio that a sane lender extends. The gap is not a rounding error. It is a factor of 150. Even accounting for GameStop's total market capitalization, which has fluctuated wildly but sits nowhere near $55 billion, the arithmetic of this deal requires you to accept that GameStop's meme premium alone is worth more than eBay's entire enterprise. That is not a valuation argument. That is a religious position. And here's the historical analogy I want you to hold in your mind, because it's exact enough to be uncomfortable. In 1999 and 2000, at the absolute peak of dot-com fever, a company called MCI WorldCom, then the second largest long-distance carrier in the United States, proposed a $115 billion acquisition of Sprint. WorldCom's currency for that deal was its own equity, inflated by a stock that had risen on the back of an accounting fraud that would later become one of the largest corporate scandals in American history. The deal was ultimately blocked by regulators, and within 2 years, WorldCom had filed for bankruptcy, its stock having collapsed by over 99%. The parallel isn't perfect. GameStop hasn't been accused of fraud, and Bitcoin is a real asset as opposed to fabricated earnings. But the structure rhymes. Inflated equity, a bid implying absurd premiums, an acquisition target that cannot plausibly be funded by the actual assets on the balance sheet. The question history asks is, who's left holding the bag when the premium evaporates? There's a second risk that doesn't get discussed enough, and it's regulatory. The SEC has spent the better part of 3 years trying to draw lines around what crypto on a corporate balance sheet means for disclosure, for valuation, for market manipulation risk. A bid of this nature where a company's Bitcoin treasury is being used, even rhetorically, as M&A firepower, is exactly the kind of activity that lands on an enforcement attorney's desk. Not necessarily because it's illegal, but because it sits at the intersection of crypto asset disclosure, material non-public information, and what regulators call market-moving communications. GameStop has been in the SEC's peripheral vision since 2021. This does not reduce that scrutiny. So what does all of this mean for the people who actually have to act on it? Start with retail investors, because they are the fuel in this engine. If you are a GameStop holder who bought in on the meme trade or on the Bitcoin thesis, this bid is designed to excite you. It signals ambition. It signals that the company is playing offense. It signals that Ryan Cohen is thinking bigger than anyone expected. But excitement is not a return. The question you must force yourself to ask is whether a bid that cannot be mathematically funded by the company's existing assets represents a genuine strategic vision or a mechanism to generate headlines that support the equity premium you are currently sitting on. If it is the latter, you are not an investor in a company executing a strategy. You are a participant in an attention economy, and attention economies are volatile by design. For institutional players, the calculus is different, but the conclusion is similar. No serious buy-side analyst can model a path to GameStop closing a $55.5 billion deal for eBay. The financing structure doesn't exist. The regulatory approval pathway is exceptionally difficult for a transaction of this nature, and eBay has given no indication that it is a willing seller at any price, let alone double its current market value. What institutions are watching instead is what this signals about management's capital allocation priorities. Does this bid represent Ryan Cohen doubling down on a strategy of maximum aggression and narrative control? If so, that tells you something about how the remaining cash from the $1.3 billion equity raise gets deployed. That is the real question for institutional holders. Not whether this deal closes, but what it reveals about the decision-making framework of the people running the company. For eBay itself, the impact is almost purely symbolic and not in a flattering way. Being the subject of a bid from a company whose acquisition currency is 19 times smaller than the deal value is not a compliment. It generates noise. It may cause short-term volatility, but eBay's management team, its board, and its advisors at the major banks will look at the numbers and respond with the corporate equivalent of silence. There is no deal to engage with here. For regulators, this is a stress test of existing frameworks. The SEC and the FTC have not yet had to grapple with Bitcoin treasury as a formal component of M&A consideration. This scenario, even if it never progresses past a press release, forces the question: expect enhanced disclosure requirements around crypto assets in deal communications to move up the regulatory agenda. And for you, the person listening to this right now, trying to figure out how to position around what the market will do with this story over the next 30 to 60 days, here is the actionable read. The mean premium on GameStop's equity will likely spike on this news and then face significant selling pressure as the mechanics of the deal get scrutinized by anyone doing primary analysis. The Bitcoin treasury narrative will continue to attract speculative capital to any company that adopts it, which means the MicroStrategy playbook has not been invalidated, but it has been stress tested. And the stress test revealed that $368 million in Bitcoin does not make you an acquirer at $55 billion. It makes you a headline. Which brings us back to the question I opened with. Is this the moment crypto treasury strategy graduates to real M&A firepower? The answer, based on everything we've just walked through, is no. Not yet, possibly not ever at this scale from this company. What it is, and this is important, is a proof of concept for the attention trade. Ryan Cohen has demonstrated that a Bitcoin treasury combined with a loyal retail base and an aggressive communications posture can generate the kind of headline that forces the financial press. Institutional analysts and regulatory bodies to treat a $30 stock like it belongs in the same sentence as eBay. That is genuinely new. Whether it creates durable value is a different question entirely, and the history of companies that confused attention with equity is not an encouraging one. My prediction, this bid does not progress to a formal offer. GameStop's equity experiences a short-term bounce followed by a correction as the 150x valuation gap becomes the dominant narrative. The SEC opens an inquiry within 60 days, and the MicroStrategy playbook, rather than being validated, gets a footnote, the one that says ambition without arithmetic is just theater. That's Edge Capital Insights for today. I'm Sloan. Stay sharp, stay skeptical.